This is your Wātea English News. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon denies there will be delays to treaty settlement because of public sector cost-cutting. Māori Crown Relations Te Arawhiti Chief Executive Lil Anderson told the Māori Affairs Select Committee last week she didn't expect huge impact to the agency work program, but it would affect the number of negotiations it can do at any one time. The priorities are set by Treaty Negotiations Minister Paul Goldsmith, with Ngā Hapū o Ngā Pui at the top of the list. The advice seems to have been missed by the Prime Minister.
I'm not aware that there will be delays in treaty settlements. We want to progress treaty settlements. We want treaty settlements progressed and concluded as quickly as we possibly can. I'm thinking of a number where we actually came out of Waitangi with Ngā Pui with renewed focus on how we actually can move that forward or start to move that forward. It's a big intention of us to close out as many treaty settlements as we possibly can. So I'm not sure where the comment comes from.
And former Māori Development Minister Nanaia Mahuta says she's looking forward to identifying opportunities for Ngāti Maniapoto in her new role as Director of Commercial Arm of post-settlement governance entity Tenehenehe Nui. She says the iwi has a history of mana motuhake and doing things for itself. It's looking for intergenerational investment and it won't limit itself to its king country base, Te Rohe Pōtai.
We've got 90% of tribal members for Maniapoto live outside of the Rohe. So it will be a combination of looking at opportunities within the Rohe, but also alongside other iwi, potentially other partners, and outside of the Rohe. So we've got to have a diversified approach to the way in which we're considering our investment opportunities.
Nanaia Mahuta says Tenehenehe Nui is looking at not only investing in a portfolio of assets, but how it can invest in the people of Maniapoto wherever they live. Also, a Norwegian Sami broadcaster says Hawaikirangi 2024 has been a great opportunity for Indigenous media from across the world to share their experiences and learn from each other. The World Indigenous Content Conference is being hosted by Whakaata Māori at Manukau's Dewdrop Centre. Mariella Idivuma, who works for Swedish Television Sami Division, says Sami broadcasters face a huge challenge reaching Indigenous populations spread across Norway, Sweden, Finland, Denmark and Russia.
It's empowering to share our both challenges, but also opportunities and the success stories. That's really important. And I think we can win so much more if we even more could collaborate and learn by our mistakes.
Mariella Iduvoma says the current challenge for Indigenous broadcasters is reaching the iPhone generation of Sami youth. And that's your Wātea English News.